Alka-Seltzer, first aid for the relief of headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer brings you Hilltop House. This is Sandy Becker asking if you can remember the last time you had acid indigestion. Was it last night, last week? Well, whenever it was, I'm sure it wasn't pleasant. I ask you that simply because I'd like you to remember Alka-Seltzer next time acid upset stomach comes along. You'll enjoy the fast, soothing, comforting relief that gentle, speedy Alka-Seltzer can bring. All you do is dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink the tangy, refreshing solution. Alka-Seltzer with instant alkalizing action reduces excess stomach acidity in a hurry. It makes an unsettled stomach settle down promptly, as you're feeling comfortable again in almost no time. Yes, you'll enjoy the fast, gentle action of Alka-Seltzer. So get a package of Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Try it next time upset stomach, heartburn, acid indigestion causes discomfort. Once you've tried it, I'm sure you'll always remember Alka-Seltzer means speedy relief from acid indigestion. And now, Hilltop House.
Julie, no. I'm sorry. That letter wasn't meant for you. I handed you the wrong one.
My heart began to beat in fright. Before Jeff took the letter from my hand, I saw it was from Dr. Bernays. So it had to be about Reed. And Jeff had sent him to this lung specialist. We were all waiting for the report of that consultation. Now I knew there was word, but for whatever the reason, Jeff wasn't willing to share the information with me. Suddenly I felt panicky. And Jeff must have realized it.
I'm sorry, Julie. How could I be so stupid as to pick up the wrong letter? I guess I didn't concentrate on what I was doing because I was answering the phone at the same time. Now, here's the letter about Mary Ann that I wanted you to read. It's a report from the lab about the rash, which turns out to be allergy, just as Dr. Oliver suspected. So I'm glad we followed his advice.
What did he say about Reed? Can't you tell me?
Well, there really isn't anything to tell. This is a routine letter telling me the type of tests he used and... Well, the full report will come in after the lab completes its work on those tests.
That's all?
There's nothing you should know that I'm keeping from you.
But Jeff, I thought I saw...
What?
Something about his personal opinion.
Oh, that's just the exchange of views between doctors. Please take my word for it. I have nothing definite to tell you about Reed, so there's no reason for you to be worried.
But I can't help it. I'm afraid.
Because of the way I handle this, stupid bungling. I'm sorry, dear. If I'd told you the letter was here, then it wouldn't be a shock now. And I didn't tell you, simply because there wasn't anything for you to know.
Jeff, I can't bear to think that Reed might not be... He's had so much suffering... So many operations. Why can't it all come to an end? Why can't he be well? Completely well again? He's so good about it. Acting so unconcerned and so lighthearted. He tries to spare me and...
We'll have him well again, Julie. This isn't the time for either of you to be so anxious. Now, take my advice and put it out of your mind. Just think about the wedding, the honeymoon. And forgive me for making a stupid mistake. Will you?
Of course, Jeff.
Thanks.
Hey, what do I see who's kissing my bride?
Me, and I'll do it again.
Come here, Nina.
Ooh, with pleasure.
You'll watch it next week. She's my wife.
And next week, Julie will be my wife.
Yeah, but until...
Hey, let's go into the living room, everybody, where the drinks are. We'll toast the bride and groom.
Right, we're not entertaining in my office.
Oh, and I've got a job for you, Jeff.
See what it's like to be married, Reed? Little jobs all around, waiting for the tired husband to handle.
Well, if you can't open a jar of olives...
You can't scare me with a jar of olives. Marriage looks good.
Come on, Jeff. We've got to have the olives with the canopies. Pretty please, open the jar for me.
Be right back.
What's the matter, Julie?
Hi.
Oh, you can do better than that for me.
Nice to see you, darling. It always is.
Well, that's a lot better. You look very pretty, sweetheart.
So do you.
Here, I've brought you some literature to read.
Oh, travel folder.
I was on the phone with a travel agency in Chicago just before I came over. He's trying to sell me on Honolulu. How does that appeal to you as a honeymoon haven?
Honolulu?
Mm-hmm. In Hawaii, huh? Very romantic, soft summer breezes, beautiful beach, beautiful brown-skinned dancing girls and grass skirts.
You ever been there?
I've been reading the travel literature. Sounds good to me. Do you go for the idea?
Mm-hmm. If you'd like to go there.
Well, we've been talking about Europe. We can still make reservations if you prefer.
No. No, I really think Honolulu's better. Be a lot more restful. Europe would mean a lot of moving around, and no, my vote is for grass skirts in Honolulu.
Okay, I'll tell them to go ahead. So now we're all set for the honeymoon.
How long should we be away?
A month, anyhow, okay?
Mm-hmm. And how are we going?
Oh, by plane. We can stop over in San Francisco for a couple of days. You ever been there?
Mm-hmm. I lived in California for a long time. You know that.
Oh, that's right.
San Francisco's a beautiful city, and I'd love to see it again.
Whatever you want, I want. I brought a couple of records over. Where'd I put them? Oh, here. Some honeymoon music.
What?
Now, where do you hear? How do you work this machine?
Oh, I know how. Let's see, you turn this knob.
Mm-hmm.
And this one. And then you put the switch on here. And then put the record on. And then you release this.
Couldn't be simpler.
Very.
Anything more you want done, Mrs. Browning?
No. Why was Julie so upset?
I think we'd better forget everything except our party, Nina.
Did you show her that letter from Dr. Bernays? Is that why?
Nina, what's got into you? I wouldn't show Julie any letter or tell Julie anything about a patient.
Even when that patient is the man she's going to marry?
No. There's nothing to tell, anyhow.
Well, I know what I'm seeing, and something's got Julie down. And she was talking with you.
We're going to join our guests and toast the bride and groom. Okay?
Say, I didn't know we had that record.
We're letting you in on some honeymoon music.
Is that what you're getting for your honeymoon? Records? You better do better than that by my cousin.
You're doing all right.
Come on, we're ready for the toast.
Well, I hope this punch is good. I mixed it according to a prize recipe.
Here we are.
Will you make the toast, Jeff?
Sure thing. To the bride and groom, an abundance of all good things every day of your married life.
Good health and good fortune.
Well, isn't that nice? Hey, do I hear a voice?
I don't look now, but I see a pair of blue eyes peeking around the corner.
Hi there, laddie boy. Come on in and join the party.
Party!
Oh, look at that kid.
Daddy, what have you got on? And why aren't you in your crib?
He's got all dressed up for the party. What a boy.
Wearing one of your ties.
Hey, how old is this small fry to get himself decked out in a tie?
Why, he's 2 and a half.
Don't encourage him, Reed. He should be in his crib sleeping. Why did you get up?
He can't hear a word, Nina.
Did we wake him up?
Oh, go away. He knew a party was coming, so he just stayed up for it. Well, what do you have, laddie?
Drink.
Okay.
Jeff, don't. He can't have this punch.
Sure he can. It's good for him. Have a drink, pal.
Sip won't hurt him, Nina.
I'll make him happy with a piece of ice. Here you are, boy.
Ice.
Cold, huh?
This is just fine. I never knew a child who could get so wide awake at bedtime.
He wants to join in the fun. How about dancing, pal?
You'll make it easier for me if you don't make him feel so welcome.
Aren't you interested in that crib at all?
Let him stay up for a while. Here, young fella, have an olive.
Jeff, you're impossible.
He likes stuff that's salty.
And you'll have him thirsty for the rest of the night, Jeff.
Oh, you don't like it, huh? Well, try a potato chip.
Where's the pipsqueak I got at home with the size of this one?
Oh, well, now that's the darlingest baby. He's going to have golden curls.
Well, my cousin Tommy was blonde, so the kid will take after him.
Boy, girl.
Oh, he thinks you're talking about him.
Well, aren't you a smart one?
Come on now, laddie. You've had your party. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
No.
Good night.
Good night.
I'll put him in the crib. He knows when I mean business.
Well, you've done okay by this punch, Nina.
Let's have another toast.
Toast?
No, not the kind you get for breakfast. Oh, I'll answer that. Now, stay in your crib, pal.
Jeff?
I'll answer the telephone, Nina. Don't bother. Dr. Browning? Oh, hold on, please. Okay, now I can talk. Yes, I have your letter, Doctor. Mr. Nixon's in my house right now. We're having a small dinner party. Yes? Yes. You're confirming the diagnosis. The test's positive. Early stages. I guess there's nothing more to say. Yes, yes, it is a shock. He's a personal friend as well as a patient. Thank you for letting me know so quickly. Goodbye, Doctor.
We're ready to serve the... Jeff, what's the matter?
Bad news about a patient. I thought I had a chance to save him.
In just a moment, we'll return to our story of Hilltop House. Isn't it sometimes the case your day is going like clockwork, dishes out of the way, house clean, shopping finished, then just as you're about to sit down and enjoy a moment of relaxation, a headache comes along? Well, honest, ladies, you can enjoy, yes, enjoy, the fast, effective relief that Alka-Seltzer brings from a headache. Relief is prompt because Alka-Seltzer contains an effective pain reliever, sodium acetyl salicylate, one of the most helpful and useful pain relievers known to modern medical science. And tests prove the system absorbs more of the pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. Yes, and relief is gentle, pleasant. Alka-Seltzer doesn't upset your stomach while it eases your headache. So don't ever be without the friendly help of Speedy Alka-Seltzer. Get a package today at any drugstore. Then count on Alka-Seltzer when you want fast, effective relief from a headache. And now we'll return to our story for a moment. As Nina watched her husband's stricken face, she murmured,
Do you mean Reed? I'm afraid to ask.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow to another exciting episode of Hilltop House, written by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone. Julie is played by Jan Miner. And Phil Sterling is Reed. Tell me, which foods provide the most necessary vitamins? Fruits, green vegetables, meats? It's hard to tell, isn't it? And it's hard to know whether you're getting enough vitamins each day to prevent vitamin shortage. But you can be sure by taking one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly each day. Take one-a-day brand multiples because they provide all you normally need to take of all the vitamins proved necessary. That's important. All the vitamins you normally need to keep fit. You'll also like one-a-day brand multiple vitamins because they're in tablet form. Smooth-coated tablets with no unpleasant aftertaste. So make it every day for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. The vitamins in the blue box with the big red one. Get one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets with vitamin B12 added at all drugstores. Listen to Hilltop House tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. Sandy Becker speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.